Okay. Do we have any other committee reports? Okay. Hearing none, what I'd like to do is I'd like to ask if anyone has any announcements or any public comment, anything they'd wish to share. I'm sorry, wait. Roger, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, Roger. Thank you. I'd like to actually, Roger reminded me, see, I need you up here. Gabe and Jeff are way too far away, and Roger helps me better. Okay. Any other business? Is it related to? Okay. The dates?
Just asking for the dates of the convention.
Okay, the dates of the convention are April 11 through the 14th, and it will be held at the Sacramento Arden West Hilton. Thank you, Bernice. Yes. Any other business, or shall we move to comments? Oh. Thank you. Okay. Our treasurer, Guido Pardini, has an announcement he'd like to make.
Yeah, basically, if you've not had a chance, we have coffee in the back of the room. I'm not
No, no juice. Coffee. Okay, so, who seeks the floor? Dirk Neihardt.
I am delinquent in not bringing this to the proper person, but I have from the Northern California Kathy Skivers Fan Club a cash prize honoring her recent birthday. And with that, a dollar bill to send her a happy birthday card. And so if you want to get that $40, just pick a name, please.
So you are donating in Kathy Skiver's name a $40 cash prize?
Yes.
Ah, as a door prize. She is, Roger said that's because she's more than 40 years old.
I hope she heard you say that, Roger.
Well, that's why I had to repeat it, because if Daryl has her online. Okay. Well, Dirk, I thank you, and why don't we go ahead and do that drawing right now. And Dirk, do you have cash at this point? In your hand. Oh, Dirk. And Mary Lou went right over there to Gabe Griffith. Guido, our treasurer, Guido Pardini, has instructed his secretary that he should donate it back to CCB because he knows the fiscal situation, and Peter is laughing and chuckling over here. Gabe says his personal situation isn't much better. Oh, da da da. Mitch said his treasurer wouldn't like it, and Gabe said my treasurer wouldn't let me come home. Do we have any other announcements or public comment? And I is Charlene? Okay, Charlene. Remember, we have one more cash prize. So don't
yes.
go away.
Just as a heads up, please keep an eye out for it. The San Diego Braille Club is going to go to Laughlin in the first week of March. The final details were not put together before the convention. So keep an eye to the listservs and to the connection for all the details. And we will pick up in San Bernardino at the Metrolink station.
Aha. Okay. Any other announcements? Who seeks the floor? Warren Cushman. A suggestion. The mic's coming to you.
Okay. Yes. I do have a suggestion. One of the things I observed was when we had the dialogue about the one convention, one of the things that really worked was the real reach to the chapters, the conferencing that went on. There was really dialogue all around the state around that. And so, one thought I have is that as the president and the board and the principals go forward with the strategic plan, and as the board looks at the strategic plan, perhaps we might consider that sort of dialogue around the strategic plan. I have a lot of ideas around it, but I have a feeling that if we expand the dialogue through the conference call idea, through the BC, perhaps even convention time at a convention, that ideas may just bubble up from folks and we may get some really good thoughts out of it.
Thank you very much. Is that Steve Fort? Steve Fort?
As a Bayview chapter delegate, I feel duty bound to pose the following question, conveyed to me in a voicemail after the third general session from Kathy Skivers concerning the constitutional amendment to put a one conference and convention. And the question is, given that we debated this issue in Fresno and a delegate vote was taken, and I think the answer is probably evident if one heard the live stream, and that was, why wasn't the delegate vote taken this time?
Jeff?
No, it was overwhelming, the voice vote.
Well, I was trying to hear what you had said. I couldn't hear what you
okay. said. Okay. I was just saying that in Fresno, it went to a delegate vote because there was first a voice vote taken and the voice vote was too close to call. And so it went to a delegate vote. The vote yesterday was overwhelmingly in favor of yes.
And
I'm sorry. I hasten to add too that was my observation.
Yes.
As well.
Yes, and what Roger also stated is that's the customary way to do it. Is that what you said? Yes, it is customary first to try a voice vote, is what Roger stated, and
right.
because it was overwhelming, the rest did not need to happen.
All right. Well, yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
As a delegate, I felt duty-bound to pass along, you know, any questions put to me by chapter members.
And Steve, I appreciate that, and I appreciate all of you. All questions are always welcome. That's the way that I've always been, and I appreciate the questions and all the discussion. And I appreciate the fact that for all of you who participated in the conference calls, in the discussion, it is out there. This is your organization, and you are able to stay as informed as you choose to be because everything is out there. So any other comments? Tuan? Here comes the microphone.
Good morning, everyone, again. This is Tuan. I'm happy to let you know that at the conclusion of the convention, I will become take the role of president of the CCB students. In the meantime, over the next year, I'll be working really hard on behalf of the students throughout the state. And pretty soon, I will post my information on the connection. If anyone would like to contact me, give me the idea, suggestion, comment, I'll be looking forward to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other comments? Mike Keithley. Mike, if you could stand.
So I'm that volunteer.
Ed's already there. Great.
The ALD receivers have been working, system has been working exceptionally well this convention. I want to thank everybody responsible. Thank you.
Oh, yay. Thank you, Brooks and Ronnie and Ed for helping with the adjusting at times, too. So thank you. Oh, we never said that. Absolutely not. Roger said that doesn't mean that, you know, we don't need more equipment. Definitely, there's always the need. And Mike, thank you for acknowledging that.